Easy Natural English with Liam, an English listening podcast. Hello everyone, I'm back. How are you all doing? Apologies that I have been away for a while. I haven't been very consistent recently. Consistent means to keep doing something the same way for a period of time. So if somebody is working somewhere, you could say, oh, he's very consistent. That means he's always doing the same thing all the time. It could be, it's usually good. It could be bad. You could say, if someone's always doing bad work, you could say, well, at least he's consistent. That would be kind of ironic, kind of a joke. But anyway, yes, I have been a bit inconsistent recently because as you'll all know, if you've been listening, you'll know that I just moved from Japan back to the UK after a long time of not living in the UK. So today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about being back here and how things are going. So first of all, a big change is the weather. We all feel pretty cold because, again, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that before coming back here, we, and when I say we, I mean me and my family, we were in Okinawa, which is an island very far south from the mainland of Japan. So it's part of Japan. It used to be a different nation. It's been part of Japan for quite a long time now, and it's very far south. It's sort of closer to Taiwan, so the weather is subtropical, which means that it's like almost tropical. It does get cooler in the winter, but it never really gets cold. It never really gets properly cold, sort of, I think maybe down to like 10 degrees or something. Usually a cold day, especially this winter that just passed, was very mild. So, you know, there's probably some days that were about 12 degrees, but most days were, you know, even in the so-called winter, were like close to 20 degrees. So we haven't really felt cold in a long time. And we came back to the UK and there have been some days here that have been in the minuses. So there have been some days that have been like minus one, minus two. Most days have been over zero, you know, not quite freezing. Most days have been at least like 5 degrees, but that feels very cold to us because, like I said, we just came from Okinawa. So yeah, we feel quite cold. And also we don't have like proper clothing for cold weather because, you know, we only had clothes from Okinawa. So now we need to like buy new coats and things. At the moment, we're just sort of borrowing things from my family and yeah, just sort of like wearing lots of layers, just wearing lots of clothes to try to stay warm. But yeah, I think we've all felt quite cold. But other than the weather, it's all been very nice. It's been very nice to be around my family again after such a long time. Because we've just been living in Japan for about 6 years, and I didn't visit my family during that time, although I should have done. But basically, just before going to Japan, my wife and I were living in Spain, and we visited my family. It was like around Christmas time, and then we spent another like 6 months or something in Spain, and then we didn't go back to the UK. We just went straight from Spain to Japan, and then I kept thinking, oh, I need to visit my family at some point, you know, but it's very far from Japan to the UK. So I kept thinking, oh, I need to visit my family, I need to visit my family, and I didn't get round to doing it. Then the pandemic started. And if you were a foreign person in Japan, it was quite scary because Japan was making it difficult for non-citizens to get back to Japan if they left. So there were a lot of people who had permanent residency in Japan. You know, they had like a permanent visa, or there were people with like spouse visas like me, or people with all different types of visas who lived in Japan, had their whole life in Japan, you know, perhaps even married with children, had jobs, had houses, and they weren't being allowed back in the country. So the citizens of Japan, they were being allowed back in, but the residents were not being allowed back in, which I think is a bit unfair because it's the same situation for both. You know, they both have their families and jobs and all those things there, but they weren't letting the residents back in. So I was a little bit scared that if I left Japan, I might not be allowed back in. And like those other people, my whole life was there. So I didn't want to take that risk. So yeah, I just stayed in Japan during the whole pandemic. And then sometime sort of towards the end of the pandemic is when I had my first daughter. And then she was very young. So then it was very hard to travel back to the UK again. So it ended up being like over 6 years before I visited my family here. So it's nice to be back now. Before coming back, we were a bit worried about my kids getting jet lag, you know, and jet lag is what happens when you travel across time zones and your body clock is not quite in the right time zone. And Japan and the UK are almost opposite in terms of the time zone. So before, when I would call my family from Japan, they would be like waking up and I would just be putting my kids to bed. So the time zone is almost opposite. So I was a bit worried that it would take my daughters a while to get used to that, you know, for their sort of biological clock to change, because, you know, what time they usually wake up would now be the time that they needed to go to bed. So suddenly it was switched. But actually, it wasn't as bad as I expected. You know, we've been here for a while now, I think about 2 weeks or something, maybe a bit longer. How long has it been? Oh, it's been much longer than that. Actually, it's been about 3 weeks now. But yeah, they only took about a week or so, I think, before they were sort of sleeping through the night. But then, yeah, they've had some other problems with sleeping, but not necessarily, this difference with the time zone. So I'm glad that the jet lag wasn't as bad as we expected. And my wife and I too, we got over the jet lag pretty quickly as well, I think. So that wasn't too bad. And my daughters are adjusting very well. I think, especially my older daughter, she's really having a fun time playing with all the family. There's suddenly a lot more people in her life than before, because when we're in Okinawa, it was usually just my wife and I, as me and my wife, and then my mother-in-law, and we saw some other people sometimes, but most of the time it would just be us lot. So now suddenly she's, because I've got more family here, she's seeing more people all the time and playing with loads of people all the time. So I think she's having a lot of fun and really enjoying having all these extra family members that she can play with. And that's really nice for my wife and I too. It gives us a bit of a break because my older daughter is 2.5 now, so she needs a lot of attention and always wants to be playing. And then we've been experiencing a bit of reverse culture shock, my wife and I. We've been, feeling a little bit like we're not really used to kind of Anglo-Western culture anymore. I mean, of course, my wife has visited the UK before. So, you know, there are some parts of, there's a lot of British culture that she's not used to or doesn't know about. But she's mostly just enjoying those differences. She finds it all quite amusing, quite funny. But, you know, she is half American, so she's half American, half Japanese, and she did live in America for a long time. So she's usually, so she was used to kind of Anglo-Western culture. Again, like I said, the UK and America is quite different, but there are some similarities. But compared to Japan, it seems very different here. And one of the things that has been a bit strange or a bit funny for us is how much people talk, how much people chat. Because in Japan, it's quite sort of well known that people don't chat very much. After we had children, people would chat to us a little bit more. People would sometimes make conversation. But usually, and especially in kind of professional settings, so for example, if you go into a shop or a restaurant, the staff usually won't chat to you. You know, they'll usually just do their job. They'll just, like, if you go into a restaurant, they'll just, you know, say, what would you like to order? And you order, and then, you know, they'll say, like, here's your food, and then you pay, and then that's pretty much it. Sometimes in some, like, very small kind of independent restaurants or sort of independent cafes, people chat a little bit, but still in comparison, it's very small amount. People don't talk that much. And yeah, I think any of my Japanese listeners will know what I'm talking about. They'll agree. And even people who have stayed in Japan for a while will probably know this, that yeah, people don't chat very much. But here in the UK, people chat a lot more. One that surprises me is in the supermarket, because that's, I think in Japan, that's happens almost, you know, never, like almost never happens that the staff in the supermarket will chat to you. But in the UK, every time I go through the till, which is actually the British word, I think Americans say register. When I go through the till, when I'm paying for my shopping, often the staff who is putting my shopping through the till, you know, they scan all your items and tell you the price, and the staff are always chatting while they do that. They always say, like, hey, how's it going? You having a nice day? And, you know, I might say, like, yeah, it's okay. And they're like, oh, what have you been doing today? Or what are you going to do after this? Or sometimes they talk about the weather. They say, like, oh, the weather's nice today, isn't it? Or bad today or something. Or, you know, they just start chatting to you about things. Sometimes even the food you've bought, they might be like, oh, these are nice, aren't they? I like these. I buy these sometimes or something. And they'll start chatting to you, which, as I said, doesn't really happen in Japan. So my wife and I, we're kind of getting used to it now, but you know, even though I'm from here, yeah, I kind of forgot that that's what people did. And you know, I've been in Japan for I was in Japan for almost 6 years, so I was used to people not really talking, especially in that kind of setting. So at first, when people would ask me like hey, how are you doing or something, I'd be like, I don't know. You know, I kind of felt a bit of this kind of reverse culture shock. I couldn't remember like how to have a conversation with people like that. I'd kind of forgotten how to talk to people a little bit. It was a bit of a surprise at first. So that's been happening in like all kinds of situations. So also I've been setting up lots of things because we just got back to the country. You know, I bought a car recently. When I was buying the car, I had to set up the insurance and the tax and things like that for the car. And when I'm calling these customer service lines and talking to people on the phone, you know, they're very chatty again. They're like, you know, if I say like, oh yeah, you know, my car is this type, they're like, oh, that's a nice car. I had a friend that had one of those before, and they just sort of start chatting with you. And yeah, I'm kind of forgotten that that's how people talk here, because that's really not how things were done in Japan. So that's been quite surprising and quite funny. We have been quite enjoying that kind of difference in culture, though. It does feel, you know, it's quite nice, because there were some days in Japan where, you know, if I wasn't meeting anyone, of course, if I met my friends or something, I'd be talking to people. But sometimes, you know, I could spend the day, go out and buy things, go to a restaurant, go do something at the city hall or something like that, and not really chat to anybody, you know, talk to people, like, you know, talk to people to buy things, or like I said, if I go to the city hall or something, I would talk to people to deal with something, but it would all be only the necessary talk, you know, no chat, no like, how are you, how's your day, what's going on with the weather, or things like that. So it does feel very nice to be in this sort of more open, friendly kind of atmosphere. That's quite nice. So we are quite enjoying that. It does, it does feel quite nice to go out and just be like sort of talking to people and stuff, to have more human interaction like that. It does feel quite nice. So yeah, that's been really good. And also another thing we're enjoying a lot is the food. Of course, Japanese food is very good, and that was one of the things I liked about living in Japan, was eating lots of Japanese food. But it is really nice to be back here and have lots of different types of food and a lot more variation. So something I always found in Japan, although I like Japanese food, I found it's sometimes feels a bit limited compared to some other countries. Because Japan in general is very uniform. By uniform, I mean it's like the same sort of wherever you go. So, you know, of course, that's an, you know, overstatement. I mean, that's a bit of a exaggeration. But, you know, for example, if you go to supermarkets in Japan, they have bento, which is like these packed lunches, or they have like souzai, which is like sort of like little cooked things. Like it could be like some meats or some vegetables or something like that, and you buy a bunch of these souzai and you put them together and you can make like a meal with them. They're all the sort of like little bits of the dish that you put together. But they have all these prepared foods and they're very nice. But something I noticed is whatever supermarket you go to, they tend to have the same things. And some supermarkets might, for example, some supermarkets might have better sushi than another supermarket, or some supermarkets might have like better fried chicken than another supermarket or something, or better baked sweet potato or something like that. They might have better things in other places, but they all kind of have the same options. So like if you get like a salmon bento, like a little salmon packed lunch, it almost always is going to have salmon, grilled salted salmon, nimono, which is like these kind of boiled vegetables, usually a bit of tamago maki, which is like a little omelette, and what else is in there, and maybe I've forgotten the things that are in there, but it's always, almost always the same thing. Like whatever supermarket or convenience store you go to, if it's a salmon lunchbox, it's always going to have the same things. And I think this comes from Japan, you know, being 99% Japanese. You know, it's very homogenous country. And I don't know, just the way things are done in Japan, people like to keep things sort of the same a lot of the time. So a lot of these like lunch boxes and things, if you buy them, of course, like I said, some supermarkets might do it better. There might be like a tiny variation, but they're normally always the same things wherever you go. So as much as I like Japanese food, I did start to get sometimes a bit bored of the options. I thought if I go to the supermarket, I've tried everything. Or if I go to like restaurants, I think I've tried all these things before. And like I said, of course, this is a general statement. Of course, there are new things sometimes. But I think compared to Western countries, and especially compared to Anglo-Western countries. So when I say Anglo, I mean the English-speaking countries like UK, America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. I think in those countries, you have really a lot of variation in food. And I don't know if this comes from, I think perhaps it comes from the fact that we've had a lot of immigration for a long time. So we've had lots of different people coming from lots of different places. So we've always had a lot of variation in ingredients and dishes and things. And then, I don't know, something sort of culturally that people want to try new things all the time. So there's just always new things. And there's always Like when you see products in the supermarket, there's always a lot of variation of each product. So like each product will have like the original version, and then it'll have like, it could have like a vegan version, and then it'll have like a gluten-free version, then it'll have like a kind of healthier version, and then it'll have like maybe a sweet version, a savory version, lots of different flavors. So there's so much variation to everything. And yeah, when you're buying like sandwiches or foods or whatever, I feel like everyone's trying to do something different. Everyone's trying to do something new and trying to do something different. Whereas, as I said, in Japan, people are trying sort of to do it the best. So if you go to like a ramen shop, you know, they'll have like tonkotsu ramen, which is like ramen made with pork bone. And they'll just be trying to do that better than everybody else. Whereas I feel like in the UK and America and Australia and stuff, they'll be trying to do it well. Of course, they want to do it better than other restaurants, but they'll also be trying to do it differently. They'll be like adding something or changing something. And so I think that's kind of a difference in culture. And I said specifically Anglo-Western countries because I think like when I lived in France and Spain, I found more variation than in Japan, but still not as much variation as like the UK or America, etc. I think especially here, we really want to try new things all the time. So you see a lot of like variation on stuff. So that's quite fun, going out and eating in places or buying food from the supermarket. There's so much variation. So of course, right now, everything's new and exciting to us. But I also think over time as well, you don't sort of get fed up with the options. You don't get bored with the options because there's always kind of new stuff. So I feel like that's quite a difference with food here. Anyway, I noticed that this episode is already over 20 minutes long. I've still got a lot of things to talk about. So I will do a part two to this episode and talk a bit more about things that I've noticed since I've been back in the UK and stuff like that. So thank you all very much for listening. If it's your first time, don't forget to follow the podcast. If you've been listening for a while and you like the podcast, please let all your friends know. And if you'd like to practice shadowing and you have an iPhone, then please check out my app. There is a link for that in the description of the podcast. We just put up, I mentioned it before, but actually we hadn't done it yet, but now we have yearly memberships and like 3 month memberships that are a bit cheaper. So if you have an iPhone and you want to practice shadowing with me, then check out my app, check out the link in the description below, and I'll see all of you back here next time.